Welcome to this recording, another hypnosis recording by Carly Patak of Integration Hypnotherapy. And this self-hypnosis is about timeliness, doing things on time, being on time, and altogether just being responsible with your time. Now to begin, start out by getting yourself comfortable. Do whatever needs to be done so you're lying or sitting in a comfortable manner. And if you are sitting, perhaps finding a way so you can rest your head and let go of your body. Once you've found yourself in a comfortable position, finding a spot to look at, one small area to stare at, and just looking at that one small spot, taking a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, just feeling yourself beginning to relax, and taking another nice deep breath, continuing to look at your spot, and at the top of this breath, holding it for just a moment, and then releasing and relaxing, even saying the word relax to yourself as you exhale, breathing normally for a moment as you continue looking at that one small. Now, when you're ready, taking your third deep breath, nice deep inhalation, hold for a moment, and as you exhale, releasing and relaxing and letting your eyes close on down, feeling how good feels to have your eyes closed. All the muscles around your eyes releasing and relaxing. Letting that release and relaxation spread on out from your eyes to your eyebrows and your forehead. Feeling your forehead become smooth and calm. And as your forehead becomes smooth and calm, feeling as your mind also becomes smooth and calm. This is your time for you. Nothing to do, nothing to say, just being, just listening to my voice as it continues to help you relax, feeling as your face begins relaxing. Cheeks and your chin, noticing the muscles of your jaw, feeling as those muscles begin to release. There are many layers and levels to the jaw, just going down through each layer and level, letting go further and further till your entire jaw is loose and limp and comfortable. And you can continue on to the muscles of the neck, noticing the muscles in the back of the neck, They work so hard all day, holding your head up, moving it around. And right now, together, we are telling those muscles this is their time to relax, their time to take a break. And feeling as those muscles begin letting go. Your head begins sinking deeper and deeper down, heavier and heavier. Just enjoying that letting go feeling. Knowing that even though you can hear my voice and understand it, that it is also just fine if at some point you choose to let go of my voice. But any time my words begin drifting off, that's just fine, because this is your time for you. And in some way, in some manner, you'll be hearing my voice no matter what you do. If you choose to drift off, it's just fine. I'm thinking of that idea of drifting, floating, imagining for a moment it is a bright and sunny day outside, and you are resting in the water on top of a floating chair, floating bed. And you're in a pool, so there's nothing to think about, nothing other than that feeling of the water as it caresses your body, as the sun shines down warming your skin. Your eyes closed, and that wonderful sense of drifting, feeling as all the muscles in your shoulders enjoy that sensation of release and relaxation. The water is holding you up, caressing you, and you can feel that liquid embrace as your shoulders release and relax. As your spine also releases and relaxes into that watery support, feeling that wonderful sensation of floating and drifting, drifting and floating, taking a nice deep breath of that warm sunny air, and feeling as you exhale all the muscles of your abdomen and chest just letting go as that sensation spreads down now through your hips and your legs, all the way to your toes. As each and every part of you enjoys this sensation, drifting and floating. And as you are drifting and floating, letting your mind begin to drift back in time, further and further back. Back to when you were a child. Back to a time when you were a child and you were unable to control your schedule. Unable to choose when to do what you wanted to do. Sometimes even unable to choose how to do what you wanted to do. All children experience this feeling. As a child, remembering how you coped with this sense of not being able to control your time, perhaps you did things on the sly. Did things you knew you weren't allowed to do at that time, but went ahead and did them anyways. And perhaps as a child you coped by putting things off, by knowing that there were particular things that had to be done, things like homework and chores, but waiting and waiting to do those things until the last minute or even beyond. As a child, this was your way of being in control. As a child, this was your way of having a say in what to do, when to do it. And imagine now, imagine that child from your memory could meet you now, could see your life now. That child would say, "Wow, you get to do what you want, when you want." And of course, that's a simplification too. We all have schedules. We all have things we need to do at certain times. All adults still have things that they don't necessarily want to do. But in a way, that child is right. You do choose your own schedule. You do choose what job you have, what time you have to do things. You do choose when to go to sleep, when to get up, even if it's just that you chose a certain job, a certain schedule. Nonetheless, nobody chose that for you. You chose it for yourself. And the child can see the power in that. Just realizing that perhaps some of the techniques, some of the attitudes of the child has carried over into your life. Perhaps you still put things off until the last minute. Perhaps you're still late. Perhaps you're still just not quite keeping yourself organized. But feeling now yourself together with that child, feeling a new sense of control, a new sense of wonder, a new realization that this is your life. Your choices, your responsibility for how much fun you do or don't have, how much work you do or don't get done. You are an adult, and as an adult, thinking now about what type of life you want to lead. Do you want to have the attitude of a child, of putting things off, not doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, being a little bit rebellious? Because the question now is, who are you rebelling against? When you're late, when you don't get things done, who is it that pays the price? It's you. You would be rebelling against yourself, against your choices. And with that realization, deciding to work with yourself, feeling the power and control that that child always wanted at your fingertips. Letting the realization come that when you have things hanging over your head, that you never quite get to have fun, you never quite get to relax. But when you've done all the things you need to do, that time left over is yours. Yours to do as you please. Not only is that free time yours, but that time spent working, that time spent doing the things you know you need to do, those things are also yours because you chose them. You are choosing them, and when you do them with a sense of motivation, a sense of excitement, a sense of taking the reins of your life and riding as fast or slow as you want, but realizing you are your only responsibility. Just how interesting that is. As a child, you were unable to take that responsibility for yourself. You had to go to school. You had to mind others. You had to do as you were told. But now, you are an adult. And each and every day, you can choose to do what you want to do. And that may seem laughable, that may seem silly when you think of all those things that you still have to do. But with each and every one of those things came a choice. A choice that you made in the past. A choice that you are making now. And by embracing that choice, you are embracing yourself. Imagining that now, imagining embracing that child. Telling that child, we are together now. We can do whatever we want. And showing that child, showing yourself how good it feels to live a full life. How good it feels to do your best at whatever it is you are doing. To do your best, give it your 100% when you are working, and feel the satisfaction of a job well done. To give it your 100% when you are playing and having fun. To do your best, give it your 100% when you are with others. When you meet them, to be on time, full of readiness to interact. When you are with them, giving them your attention and sharing with them your zest for life. Because your life is yours and only yours. Nobody else but you is in charge. Thinking of that idea of charging at life, full of readiness, full of responsibility. Full of the knowledge that even when there is something that you may not quite want to do, that when you do that thing, you are free of it. You are always you. You are always making choices. Feeling, being in touch with that child who says, I want to do what I want to do, but I can't. Knowing now that child within you and the adult within you together can do what it is you want to do. And letting that show in so many ways, and being on time, and getting the things you don't want to do out of the way first, so then you can do all the things you do want to do. Showing just how good it is to be invested in your own life. when you invest in your own life, when you give yourself 100%, you get a 100% return. By making that investment in your life, you will feel so full of energy, so full of readiness for every situation. Investing in yourself, embracing life, that is all that child ever wanted. And now it's your turn to live it. Your turn to be it. Your turn to do it. Live your life full of zest, full of awareness for your choices and choosing those things which make you a better person. Choosing just as that child would choose each and every day to enjoy. Giving yourself that time in your schedule to just be whatever it is you most want to be. Knowing all the ways that this will come out into your life, all the ways you may even be surprised which you are able to fully give yourself over to each and every task, to do it the way you know you would want it done, to be on time, to do things as they arise, to be a participant in your choices. Bring all these ideas, bring all this zest and excitement back with you as I count from 10 down to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be fully awake and fully aware and feeling that sense of energy, that sense of vitality, that readiness to embrace each and every task as it comes. Number 10, feeling that readiness to give it 100%. Number 9, number 8, saying goodbye to that memory of the child and telling that child, I'll do it. I will live life the way you want it. Number 7, beginning to come back now. Number 6, hearing any sounds around you. Number 5, becoming more awake, more aware. Number 4, feeling your body. Number 3, more awake. Number 2, almost there. And number 1, totally awake, totally aware. Feeling that energy and vitality and ready to go do whatever it is you need.